God's work on the sixth day, Genesis 1:24, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind," etc. We have now seen created the heaven with all its hosts, the sun, the moon, and the stars. We have seen the sea created with its fishes and birds. For as the fishes swim in the water, so do the birds swim, as it were, in the air. To the earth also we have seen added its ornaments of herbs, trees, and fruits. And now, before man is introduced into this, his dwelling place, as it were, beasts of the earth are added, and beasts of labor and burden, and also reptiles. After all these things, man himself is also created. Man, however, is not created that he might fly with the bird, nor that he might swim with the fish. But man has a nature common to all other animals in this respect, that he is designed to live upon the earth. For the use of ships is artificial, in the construction and use of which man attempts to imitate the fish and the birds. For the ship performs both movements. It flies in the air and swims on the water. We are not, however, here speaking of things artificial, but of things natural. The Hebrews here make a distinction of names and appellations. They call behema those animals which we denominate beasts of burden, and they distinguish by the same appellation the lesser beasts of the wood, such as stags, goats, hares, and whatever animals feed on food common to us, and live on herbs and the fruits of trees. But they term carnivorous beasts, such as wolves, lions, and bears, etc., heso eres, which is generally, correctly rendered, beasts of the earth. But whether this distinction is uniformly observed, I know not. It does not appear to me that the observation of it is uniform. For one thing, however, is quite certain, that Moses here intended to comprehend all terrestrial animals, whether they feed on flesh or on herbs. Of all these, he affirms that the earth is the mother, which brought them all forth from herself by the word, as the sea also brought forth all fishes from herself by the same word. We have heard above, however, that God said to the water, "Let the water be moved," etc., in order that by this, its motion, the sea might be filled with fishes and the air with birds. And we have seen also that afterwards the blessing of generation was first added. But here, in the creation of terrestrial animals, another word is used, and God says, "Let the earth bring forth." He does not say, "Let the earth be moved," for the earth is a quiescent body. Therefore, in the creation work of the fourth day, God also says, "And let the earth bring forth grass," verse 11. For God wills that the earth should send forth both animals and herbs without any motion. But whether these animals were formed after the similitude of the formation of man out of the ground, or whether they burst forth on a sudden, the scriptures define nothing on the subject. Yet, as Moses is here celebrating the formation of man as having been wrought by a peculiar design and contrivance of the mind of God, my own opinion is that all the other animals of the earth stood forth created in a moment, as the fishes were made on a sudden in the sea. The reason God did not hear, verses 24 and 25, add his blessing is quite plain, because it embraces all the creatures mentioned in these verses when it is afterwards pronounced on man, verse 28. It was sufficient, therefore, for Moses to say in this place, "And God saw that it was good," verse 25. But let us now approach the last and most glorious work of God, the creation of man.